So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Not just a disappointing night. 9 years of disappointment. Seven straight playoff loss disappointments. 412-928-9370. I'll just throw the phone number out there. Let's see if anybody wants to weigh in here. Do people get the song choice?
If they've seen the cult classic Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Where I think by the end of that movie, isn't Bill Murray going like absolutely ham bones on that clock, just smashing it and destroying it because he's so sick of hearing it?
Bill Murray, actually funny. This streak of Steelers football, clearly not funny. Although I did like that Cher lyric. I didn't hear it the first time I listened back to that. She said, when I'm sad, you're the clown. There's
really?
A clown here, all right. Yeah.
Well, there's a couple clowns here.
Here's what I want to say to start, and we'll open it up to calls almost right away. The thing that I'm struck by is the NFL is defined by its unpredictability. It's what makes the league, I think, such a compelling entertainment product. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow didn't make the playoffs. How many times have you heard that over the last couple of weeks? Seattle was the number one seed in the NFC. The Bears went worst to first. The Patriots, my wife has not watched a ton of football. She came downstairs last night during the game when the Steelers were still kind of in it and said, wait, the Patriots are really good again? The league is supposed to evolve and change. It's built that way. One thing you can set your watch by, it's almost become like the Browns being horrible every year or the Raiders being what they are. You can bet your bottom dollar that in early to mid-January, we are going to have the conversation that is about to take place here on our show over the next 4 hours every year. Every year. And it's crazy, like the trite thing that everyone said about the Steelers, most fans said at the beginning of the year was, yeah, they'll find a way somehow to win 9 or 10 games, get into the playoffs, and then get blown out in the playoffs again. And it actually happened again. And it was the only difference was they made you wait for a little bit longer. They hung around. They didn't do really anything to deserve to be in the game. But at least the score said they were still in it.
It was actually a little
45
different.
45 minutes.
There was something novel about the ass kicking they took last night. All these other losses, the recent ones where we've talked about them, have primarily been great offenses just torching an overpaid and underperforming defense.
Yeah.
This time, the boogeyman was the Texans defense, which I'm going to apologize to everybody yesterday. I compared them and said they're the modern-day version of the 2008 Steelers. They got three more wins to do it to get there. They might be better.
They're off to a hell of a start.
They were violent. They were fast. You could almost sense that they might have been laughing when the Steelers tried those little dump passes to Kenneth Gainwell against them.
They outscored the Steelers' offense 14-6. They more than doubled up the Steelers' offense. What? What do we got here, Donnie?
We got a Schefter.
Okay.
A Schefter bomb?
Fellas, we got a bombshell.
What?
After a historic 19-season run, Mike Tomlin just informed his team he is stepping down.
Oh, my God, dude.
Holy crap.
Wow. Holy cow.
I thought you were kidding.
Well, let me just say something and then write to calls on this. Actually, hold on a second. Who cares about any of that? Yes! I'm actually excited. I am pumped for this. This actually changes. 2 minutes in, scrap everything. I'm reborn right now. I'm a new man. I actually feel like $1 million.
Yeah, I do have to scrap some of what I have written down here because it was a lot of they're just going to continue to wallow in mediocrity. They're going to continue to say it was one game. And I'm sure, how is Schefter couching it? He has informed the team. Well, that was always how it was going to be. Has informed his team. So the players. It was always going to be on Mike's terms.
Wow.
I have to say the same thing. I just thought that they would find their usual set of excuses to justify a hideous playoff loss, that they would say, we won a division, we won 10 games, look at what we still did. We sent Aaron Rodgers probably into retirement. On a more positive note, he got to play a nationally televised playoff game, and then they were going to run it back the same way that they always do. I'll say this, because it literally is this. It's actually, the sun is shining outside. I'll say this. It is the dawning of a new day for the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. It just happened, 2.05 p.m. Donnie Chedrick, known to you as Donnie Football, got to be Steelers Walter Cronkite and deliver the news. How does it feel? You just gave the biggest breaking news update in the history of this radio station.
Yeah.
That is not an exaggeration.
And thank you for not being late on that and having us talk about things that no longer matter.
Can you imagine? We were like, all right, we've got to get into this thing. What did Danielle Hunter... So hold on. One thing. 10 seconds or whatever before we have like a bunch of school children watching us, which is funny right now. What was your big story that you were going to tease?
So the thing I was going to bring up, and I was waiting for some confirmation on it, was I had heard that inside the Tomlin camp, there was an interaction that somebody heard last night that made this person feel like it wasn't. Because obviously the conversation today was going to be all of Art doesn't have balls. You know, Mike has come off as a guy that has sounded like he still has the desire to coach and the zeal for coaching and the love of coaching and all those things. But somebody heard a conversation last night that they shouldn't have heard involving some pretty close people to Mike that made them feel like something different might go down.
Man, you've got moles everywhere. You got more moles than the CIA.
Yeah. And I've been trying to, and I alluded to it on Twitter, I was trying to find a way to put, to have that conversation happen, and I wasn't sure how I was going to do it.
Donnie, this reverse of boy who, this is boy who cried wolf. We both thought he was just full of crap and was going to say something funny on the air.
Look, this had to happen. I'm thrilled that it happened. I'm relieved that it happened. I'm happy for all of us as Steelers fans that we don't have to carry this weight around with us anymore. And I know that that's going to come across as super disrespectful to Mike and his 18 years here. Overall, at some point, we'll probably have a conversation about what his career meant and everything else. He won a Super Bowl. He went to another. That was good. But this same result kept happening over and over and over again. And most every fan I talk to is sick of it. And the whole point of the show was about to be how everything changes except the coach and the way the season ends. They go one and done. Mike Tomlin stays. The quarterback changes. An assistant changes. He stays. He gives us some speech about how the defense will do historic things, or a quarterback convinces fans that he's going to do things differently, or he's not going to be what the last guy was. And in the end, it's the same thing. They get blown out in the playoffs. They're one and done. Well, now we get to actually try something new. And we actually get to see if this hypothetical that has existed for Steelers fans for years. Well, Mike Tomlin's going to get hired in 5 seconds. There's going to be 20 teams that want to hire him. He's going to do better. Like, wait and see. He might be Andy Reid.
Rap Sheet already put it out there. He is now a hot free agent. Is he? We'll see. We'll see.
Well, I don't want to get involved too much into like the inner workings of this and like the detail, like the minutia of it. But he's not really a free agent. Just because he steps away doesn't mean that his contract gets ripped up. You know what I mean? He doesn't say, like, if all it took was to say, I'm done, and your contract became null and void, then people would do that all the time to get out of bad situations. The Steelers, I would think, he's got another year on his contract. He can't just become the Ravens coach.
Go to the TV Ravens, for
the,
a year?
The Ravens, but even if he did that.
The like, contract's, Sean he's got to find something to
Sean do. Sean Payton went to TV for a year, and then the Broncos still needed to compensate the Saints.
To get him.
When they went to hire him, yes. So, unless the Steelers do him a solid and just rip up his contract, he can't just go anywhere he wants.
You think they would?
I wouldn't. Like, I would think, unless we find out more about this, that the Steelers still like him as a head coach, wouldn't you think? That this was Tomlin's decision and not theirs?
That this was not Art? Knowing what we know about Art, Art would have had to fire him under pain of death.
So this is Tomlin's decision then?
Yeah, definitely.
Then I don't. I don't think Art wants Mike to just walk out the door and go coach the Ravens or Browns.
Hire him. Yeah, sure.
Or maybe the Raiders even. I mean, any AFC team.
I would just say, for the record, the guy won a Super Bowl here and got to another. By any measure, a coaching tenure that has those two things on it, I would say, is a successful one. You won 61% of your games. But I'm not really concerned with the big picture on Mike right now and the retrospective look at his career. The situation, at least from my vantage point, being in this fishbowl in this studio that we're in 5 days a week together, where we are talking about this team and by extension this coach, I would say 80 to 90% of the time, because he's the biggest story in Pittsburgh, and they are too, in sports, and really in Pittsburgh news too. They're an A-blocked item. It felt like being in a pressure cooker, talking about him and them and their inaction and his lack of results. The lid was on, and I kept feeling like it was just going to build and build and build and build, and there would never be a breaking of the fever, a release of the pressure. The owner was going to keep doing it his way, kind of a thumb to the eye of the fans. The idea that the head coach would actually do what everyone in the know said would be required for him to not be the head coach, which is to say, I'm done. I cry uncle here.
Yep.
I didn't think he would do that because I thought he had too much pride. I frankly thought he wanted to make sure he coached a 20th season here.
So he's not going to pass Knoll now.
Lame duck or not, and pass Chuck Knoll. And he decided to do neither one of those things.
I do think that the fans got to him. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, then you should take a victory lap.
I think that the fire Tomlin chance, I think they served their purpose in the end.
You really? So then Adrian's going to be on the line here saying he got Mike Tomlin fired, or he got Mike Tomlin to step down.
I do think that part of this is it just doesn't seem that tenable anymore. You know, it just, he lives here. He's part of the community. He gets that he's kind of a pariah and persona non grata right now. And yeah, okay, you're a victim of the Steelers' success as a franchise and your own success early in the year. But you're the early in your career, but you're the guy that says the standard is the standard. And I'm sorry, like for any organization, I don't just mean the Steelers. I mean the Cardinals and the Browns and the Jets, the Raiders even. No one would accept 9 straight years without a playoff win. Nobody gets that. There's only 2 coaches in NFL history besides Tomlin that were in one spot that long consecutively without winning a playoff game. Marvin Lewis and Jim Mora in New Orleans. That's it. And he tied Lewis last night for 7 straight playoff losses. So it's just, there's so much from this to unpack.
It's the biggest event in Pittsburgh sports since they won a Super Bowl.
I just feel like I'm kind of in a dream
since the Penguins won.
No, I think it might be bigger than
that. It's bigger. I'm trying to give the Penguins. I don't need Penguins people coming out of the woodwork today to tell me I'm nullifying multiple titles.
I want to pinch myself or like have Donnie come in here and pour a bucket of water over my head because wake me up because I just don't believe.
Donnie, I think he's got to take a victory lap here. I think he's largely responsible. He says the fans got to Mike Tomlin. Well, who's been a bigger detractor of Mike's for a longer time than Pony?
Well, I'm not.
You've got to change the profile picture on Twitter now too, and you're wearing his sweatshirt with his ID on it.
All right. What a day!
All right. You said you were changing the profile picture.
All right, we have a statement from Art that we're going to read when we come back. He has just released it. The Steelers are acknowledging that this is official. If you're just tuning in, Mike Tomlin has stepped down as Steelers head coach. Stay with us all afternoon, all night, all evening, all day long, whatever it is. We're going to be talking about this. The Steelers, disappointing.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mike Tomlin has stepped down. This is not some kind of joke. I'm not trying to get a rise out of people. This is legit. It happened 10 minutes ago. Art Rooney now with a statement that was just put out by the Steelers. During our meeting today, Coach Tomlin informed me that he has decided to step down as our head coach. Obviously, I'm extremely grateful to Mike for all the hard work, dedication, and success we shared over the last 19 years. It is hard for me to put into words the level of respect and appreciation I have for Coach Tomlin. He guided the franchise to our sixth Super Bowl championship and made the playoffs 13 times during his tenure, including winning the AFC North in 8 times in his career. His track record of never having a losing season in 19 years will likely never be duplicated. My family and I and everyone connected to Steelers management are forever grateful to the passion and dedication Mike Tomlin has devoted to Steelers football. I know that there are some Steelers fans and even me who had maybe hoped for, wanted a more either terse statement or one that made it seem like the Steelers had more to do with Tomlin going away, where this conversation led to them coming to a mutual understanding that it wasn't good for either party to continue. Either way, though, I'm just happy it happened because I never thought it would. Like, yeah, I had somebody tell me that inside the Tomlin camp, it sounded like he might be done after last night's game. But I didn't think in my wildest dreams we'd have our show completely flipped upside down with this news 10 minutes in. I mean, there's been wall-to-wall coverage of the Steelers' loss on every network this morning. Every insider has 24/7 access to get an opinion or report off on Twitter, and no one said until it actually happened that it was close to happening or really could happen. So my guess is moving forward that he doesn't rush into the jobs that are out there and become a head coach in the NFL next year and does what many have speculated, that we're going to see him on Fox. I do think him and Bradshaw on Fox would be very awkward together given what Terry has said about Tomlin and how personally Tomlin has taken those comments over the years. So that would seem to be an odd one, but connect the dots. Glazer is there. He's best friends with Tomlin. They don't have a coach on their set anymore with Jimmy Johnson retiring a couple years ago. My guess is that's where we see him next season. And in a weird ways on Fox, we'd have to criticize the Steelers or talk about them maybe a little bit less because they do NFC games. I'm kind of just spitballing now and throwing that out there, but that would be my guess. And then he looks at everything and figures out where he wants to go from there. Maybe he hopes one of these other franchise quarterbacks like the Bills, although that would be weird because he would be replacing one of his friends there. So I don't know. I mean, this is just all new, and I am a basket case of emotions right now because what I have hoped for or wanted to have happen for years because of playoff disappointments like last night finally happened. The dam broke, or however you want to put it. He's gone.
Maybe he and John Harbaugh will start a podcast where they talk about the intersection of sports, life, and culture. I think that Fox would probably move Terry Bradshaw aside if it meant get Mike Tomlin on there and he does what he's going to do. I think that, you know what? I could even see Mike making this decision knowing they were going to do that, feeling like he was winning out. Bradshaw doesn't get, oh, you talk crap on me?
Yeah,
you don't get your farewell tour. You get shown the door very unceremoniously so that I can take over because I wanted it this way. And he could absolutely flex and win that one. It feels like, I wouldn't call myself a basket case of emotions. It just feels like a relief.
It is.
This job is extremely fun, and I think everybody knows that we make it very clear that we have a blast doing this. The only part of it that sometimes gets repetitive is basically this time of the year. The Steelers get their teeth kicked in a playoff game. We come in for how many years in a row and say, well, nothing's probably going to change that much because nothing ever does change with this team. And we're proven right more often than not. And now it is a chance at a complete reset. And Art Rooney II, I guess, gets a chance to show that he can actually make one of these hires. Because now all the onus and pressure shifts to him. Because you know who didn't want this to happen, I'm willing to bet? Art Rooney II. How crestfallen he might have been writing that letter. And then he cites the 19 years without a losing season as the coda to the whole thing.
Well, now they've got to do something they haven't done in almost 20 years. They got to figure out who the next guy is. And what a unbelievably hard act to follow Art has from his father. The last three coaches, two are already in the Hall of Fame, and as much as it kind of pains me to say this, Mike will be too.
Do you think he'll ever get the, 10 years later, I guess there's a likelier chance that it would happen if the Steelers actually biff this hire and are not very good. Will he get the afterglow 10 years on like Cowher got, where Cowher turned into a deity even though people wanted him run out of town here?
Yeah, I think so, to some extent. Not as much as those two guys. I think a little bit. Like, either way, I think if the next guy comes in and replaces him and does well, And I think if the next guy fails, it will make people yearn for the days of Tomlin. I don't know. Like, that's getting very far ahead of ourselves. And I'm just in a great mood, but still in a state of unbelievable shock that we are actually having this conversation. And it's not one of those
shocked,
things.
I don't think, because you, before the show, you just alluded to the fact that you thought this could very well be happening.
Well, but it's like your, I hate to use this analogy. It's like your buddy tells you, like, I'm actually finally going to leave her today. I contacted the lawyers. I'm going to take my stuff and leave, and I'm actually going to do it. And you've heard that threat so many times that you don't actually believe that it's going to happen. I'm just shocked that Mike, of his own accord, a man that talks about, like, the competitive juices never being higher and how he loves the drudgery of coaching and loves being in the fire.
Loves specifically being the Steelers head coach.
Yes, the man going to the, like, planning out what he's going to eat at the Senior Bowl in a few weeks, scouting players. I am, even though it had run its course here and fans turned on him, I am surprised that he is willing to walk away from that, given also, like, the unfettered power that he did have here.
He'll never, if he comes back to coaching, he will never get a job as secure as this one was. As a sidebar, I just do wonder, it's a relationship that had turned toxic between coach and fans. And I wonder, like, happens probably in some real life relationships, once it's finally over, if people are like, all right, thank God, there were some good times, and I'm not going, like, I think he's going to get even more, like, it'll be venomous today still. It'll be happy, but it'll also be like, wanting to throw him out on the street. People will be still getting their digs in.
Yeah, they should, though, because of what happened just a few hours ago.
Well, no, I think what makes it different is I don't feel like Cowher's last act and then reaction or Knowles was like that, even though Knoll presided over a very bad final season.
Yeah, but he had won four times the Super Bowls, and Cowher had won a Super Bowl 2 years earlier.
Well, in Knowles' case, he hadn't won a Super Bowl in roughly the period of time or longer since Mike won a playoff game.
I also think, and we'll get to calls here now, Aaron Rodgers' career in Pittsburgh is over. He came here only because of Mike. So he's not coming back here to play for a coach that's not Mike
Tomlin. Is Rodgers going to get in front of a mic and say, it didn't happen this way in 2005 when I broke into the league. Coaches got 38 years
to
coach.
When Marty Schottenheimer got canned for being 14.
You know, right. Rodgers, we're not going to talk about that now. Rodgers can shut the hell up, man. Get the hell out of here.
Unless somehow Artie Smith got promoted as Steelers head coach.
That would be the sum of all fears.
He'll get an interview, 100%.
No, that would be the sum of all fears. I would take all this optimism, and I would say this has actually gotten worse.
All right, let's get to you. Here's Emmanuel in Carnegie. Hello, Emmanuel.
Hello. I was going to say happy Groundhog Day, but I can't believe it happened. You know, it actually happened. So,
how do you feel about it? What's your reaction? Let's give me the gut feelings, the knee-jerk reaction. Give me all of it right now.
A whole bag of emotions like you and everybody else. I saw it coming from a mile away, not the firing, but the loss. And then this was the time. This was the time. And honestly, I feel for him. I'm actually happy for him because the baggage that he was calling this, all the criticism, all that was bags that he had to carry for so many years. And I think next year would have been really, really bad throughout the whole regular season if we would have lost. So I'm happy for him that he resigned on his own. It was time. It was necessary. And I'm just going to hang up and continue to listen to y'all experts covering.
Thank you, Tom. All right, Emmanuel. Let's go to Tom. He's next. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Man.
Hey,
Tom, it actually happened.
You know what? It's probably bad timing for me to call because I really want to call to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
He's gone too. So if that was something else you were hoping for, you're going to get the double play here.
Yeah, I don't know why there's not more outrage with Aaron Rodgers. That guy may have been a great quarterback back in the day with the Packers, but right now, the way I see him, he's kind of a bum.
All right, Tom. Thank you. Let's go to Paul in Washington next. Hello, Paul.
Andrew Flipper Filippone, the great Donnie Football, and Mr. Blue Chew, a happy day has struck us all. We are now in hog heaven. The wicked, wicked coach is gone. Good riddance. Let's get a real coach in here with a real staff. And while we're at it, let's have a talk with Andy Weidel and Omar Khan and get rid of them. And Craig Riley, it's time to add that extra host. I'm waiting for you.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Dave in Delmont is next. Hello, Dave.
I can't believe I wasn't first. I've been calling this since 2020. I can't believe it. I jumped up and down. I think I might have pulled a hammy. I don't care whatever it took for him to quit, for them to fire him or whatever. But the more I think about it, you know what? This was his all-in this year. He went and got all them defensive backs. He got Aaron Rodgers. He got, you know, a bunch of players. And this was his all-in, and he failed. So not, the more I think about it, I'm not surprised.
Well, it blew up in his face because there was the same result as the year before and the same thing it's been now for 9 straight years. And what was the pivot going to be? Like, okay, let's say he wants to keep coaching.
We're going to bring Aaron Rodgers back for one more year of the worst, most uninspiring offense, and it was proven last night against a real defense we've ever seen.
Yep.
We're going to tweak. I'm going to throw him under the bus. I don't care. I saw Cabali write his big tweet column saying, no wholesale changes, but a few major tweaks for the Steelers are what this team needs. Are you kidding me? Unless you can tweak things by taking a wrecking ball to them, nothing was going to change, which actually taking a wrecking ball to them is exactly what Tomlin stepping aside is. But yes, there was no other option here. There was no...
Tomlin...
What was it? Get Malik Willis and suddenly decide? Get him to come here suddenly decide to be like the most quarterback-friendly coach of all time?
We're going
to
need Steelers reporters like Mark, and there are a lot of good ones like Mark, and the national insiders to really... Or Tomlin, if he chooses to be transparent about what happened here. We're going to need some really good reporting because I am fascinated now by... the timing of this. When did he come to this epiphany? I mean, it's not even like, you know, usually they'll say if you're going to make a huge decision in life, if you feel like you've come to that conclusion, wait a day on it, sleep on it, see if you feel the same way the next day, and if you still do, then make that bold decision. He made this less than 24 hours after the playoff loss. That tells me he had it made up in his mind that he wasn't going to coach next year, almost no matter what, that this was it for him. And then I wonder how many people knew about that. You know, like,
nobody's comments as a player belied any insight.
I don't know. One guy did.
Cam?
Yes. Yes. Well, I'll play you the clip coming back when the next time we come back from break. But now that this is over, now that we know the result here, that Tomlin's stepping down, I view the way he sounded and acted last night much differently. He sounded to me like he was going to cry.
He sounded completely defeated. I noted it in my head, but I didn't make anything of it other than he couldn't believe a defense waxed his team that badly. But he sounded like there was almost a tremble, I think. He sounded like a guy.
No, but even when talking about like people who have been on Tomlin's ass to get him fired, he wasn't like Rodgers got adversarial and argumentative and angry and all those things. Hayward sounded like he wanted to break down and sob, you know, like almost like this is the guy I've gone to bat for. I love this guy. He's my coach. And maybe you guys did run him out of town. And he had knowledge of it and knew that Mike was done and felt like the way that fans had treated him and media had treated him contributed to it. I don't know. It's just bonkers to me that we're here and Mike's out. Here's Robin O'Hara. Hello, Rob.
Is it a happy day or what? how I have waited. This is like the best birthday present I could ever get. You know?
Today's your birthday?
The 19th.
Oh, early birthday. How old are you now, Rob? Almost 50?
I'm 67 this month.
Oh, congratulations on all your success.
I've watched the Steeler football for 60 years, okay? I go back to Bill Austin, and they were bad. And Noel came in at the last game of his first season. They were 1-13. He said, a lot of you guys aren't going to be here. Well, that's the type of coach we need, someone that's going to come in and clean out the stench of this locker room, because you can't have the inmates running the asylum. You can't be a boss and be a friend. And that's what Mike Tomlin did.
Thanks, Rob.
I think he was that exact coach in 2008, and they won the Super Bowl. The difference is they had a veteran-laden team.
Some of the two best lieutenants.
Well, those players,
history.
Yes, those players on defense were loyal to Dick LeBeau. And
they had an offensive coordinator who Ben loved and was a two-time coach of the year after he left here.
I had somebody say, our pal in the YouTube comments, Fayette County Jesus, said he knew this was going to happen because and I missed this because I think at this point my brain had tuned out of the game. He said at the 2-minute warning, the camera cut to him and looked like he was wiping a tear out of his eye. And he said he felt like he knew then. Did you catch that?
I did not.
Neither
but
did I.
But I had also I kind of tuned out. I was...
Because the game sucked.
The last 10 minutes of the game was a complete blur.
It was long gone.
I want to introduce our audience. What a day to do this to two friends. Rob Fisher to my right off camera from Edgar Snyder and Associates. Nick Katko almost diagonally from me where Donnie comes in to do his debriefs and whatnot from Edgar Snyder and Associates. These are two lawyers, Pittsburgh lawyers who love the hell out of sports. They're local guys.
I think that's putting it mildly. That's an understatement.
And
in both cases.
We've set up something where we're going to bring these guys in and kind of give us like a legal perspective on sports. And so today is the first day we were going to have you guys stop by. And it's one of the most insane days in the history of Pittsburgh sports. Mike Tomlin has just stepped down. I'm going to just ask you this here quick, Rob.
Do you want to kick us out first since it's such a huge day?
No.
Well, no, you guys have the single greatest lead-in and starter for a segment of all time.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about.
So
today.
Tomlin still has a year left on his contract. He's stepping away. If he just does a year in TV, does that year on his contract count? Or do the Steelers going to have that year regardless of what he does moving forward?
So we were just talking about that outside. Obviously, we can't see the contract, so we have no idea. But our thought is that, look, when he quits, he forfeits his rights to the money or to the contract. However, my guess is if he goes and does TV for a year, that'll mitigate what the Steelers would owe him, and then they'd let him out after the year's over without the option year being in play.
Yeah, because he has an option after next season, I think. And so
were going to have to make a decision on in the next couple
by
of
March
months.
By March 1st.
Yeah. Clearly, Mike made that decision for them.
Right, so Rob and I were talking before we walked in that, one, of course, we don't know what the contract says. No idea. I would expect it probably to operate similarly to college where, you know, whatever he earns on TV will probably be offset.
Like a mitigation kind of thing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I would be shocked if the Steelers pay two head coaches. There's just no way.
Well, if he stepped away on his own accord, they weren't going to pay him regardless. You can't quit a job and say, can you still pay me? They would have needed to fire him to pay him, right?
Right, but the question will be whether the contract holds him, because there's a non-compete in there. So if he quits, does the contract still enforce the non-compete? Can they use the remaining year that he has to say, well, go do TV and don't compete, and then you can go off and go.
Because the question I have is, in 2 years from now, if he does TV for a year and then the Bengals fire their head coach, could he just become Joe Burrow's coach without the Steelers getting any compensation from the Bengals?
I think absolutely so. Yep. With that, unless they honor the option year, which why would the
They're not going to pick it up. Right. He already made the decision for them. There's no way.
Yeah. It's very funny, by the way, right now that Zach Taylor is el ultimo hombre, the last man standing in this division.
You guys are both lawyers, and Art's a lawyer by trade. How do you think his mind works now that this decision has been made?
My mind changed about, 25 minutes ago.
Rob, the look on your face, if people could see you on one of our camera shots, is what I would call a devilish smile right now.
See, I think it's the reverse. I think Tomlin did him a favor. Instead of him being accountable, and we were going to talk about the facts and analyzing what he should do, he let him off the hook. I'll be out, and now you don't have to. Now you have to make a decision. Like he let him off the hook.
Do you guys think, as lawyers, it's possible that they came to this decision mutually? Like Mike might have gotten the sense that Art didn't want him back, and they put out a press release that made it look like it was all of Mike's decision.
That seems like a lot of hula hoops to jump through. I don't know. I mean, I was at the game last night.
Yes.
And I'm sure anyone that was there heard the chants at the end of the game about firing Tomlin. I mean, at some point, you know, the pressure builds to where the lid pops off. And for him, you know, there's not a ton left for him to accomplish that he hasn't already. Obviously, the elusive, you know, second Super Bowl or whatever the case might be. But I don't know. At some point, it's a lot for a guy. I mean, it's 20 years. I mean, yeah, I'm grateful for the tenure and the stability brought to the organization, but you know, everything has an expiration.
Were there any chance for his job that were audible? Because I didn't hear any on TV watching it last night.
Yeah, when there was a mass at the end, right?
I was running out, so I didn't hear it.
Yeah, so it was right after Rodgers threw his pick six to end the game, and they just, you know, fire Tomlin, fire Tomlin, fire Tomlin. Everybody you know, walking out. I'm never coming to your game again.
Wow.
If Tomlin's the coach, this, that, and the other thing.
Hey, I heard some "Let's Go Bucks" chants too.
Do you?
That's all we got, Rob.
Do you guys? Last
your
one.
Ears are always very tuned for those.
Do you guys? Do you guys think, knowing the way Art thinks, that those chants would have affected him? Like, let's say Mike doesn't come in today and say, "I'm done." If Mike didn't give him that message, and we were still trying to figure out the future of the Steelers, do you think Art would have come to this conclusion on his own?
So,
because of the way the fans reacted and have reacted lately?
I don't think so. I think it's what you two said at the beginning of the show. It would have been rinse and repeat, right? You just said it. We're going to sit here and talk about how we failed, and we're going to see Tomlin again, and we're going to add a defensive piece. I think that as a lawyer, I think he and Nick and I talked about it. It's mitigating the risk, and it would be riskier to get rid of Tomlin than to just let the status quo go on until Tomlin decided to quit on his own accord.
I agree. It's the ultimate stability, and as lawyers, we're trained to mitigate risk as best as you can, and I think that's how Art runs the team.
All right. Our PM team, legal team, our guys from Edgar Snyder & Associates, Rob Fisher and Nick Katko on one of the most unbelievable days in Pittsburgh sports history. What a way
to
bring
debut.
You guys into the fray.
Thanks for having us.
We'll see you next Tuesday, boys.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan Assemble and Bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, "Protein and fiber, baby." Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right. I don't really care about that noise. They don't know what Mike T puts into us. They don't know how he goes out of his way to prepare every man. They don't know about the countless nights that man is in there studying film. Coach is going to do so much. Players have to play better in those critical moments. That players got to step up.
I mean, that's that like stilted kind of voice. You hear it in Hayward. He's almost breaking down when talking about the hours that Tomlin put in to the job. I feel like he knew something. Maybe Mike let him know right after the game is over, or maybe Hayward knew at some point this year that Mike was going to step down, but those two are so close. closer than any player-coach combination on the team, maybe closer than any player-coach relationship Mike has ever had, way closer than Mike and Roethlisberger. And then a lot of those guys were closer to LeBeau and not him.
Well, the defense, so Hayward was the his defense guy, revered, man. The defense revered Dick LeBeau when Mike took over. I don't think Ben actually liked Mike. I think that's pretty obvious. Ben threw some slings and arrows his way, then tried to walk some of them back, but I don't think Ben ever liked him. Hayward was more than water anybody else his guy. It was a draft pick very much in his tenure, a guy who played with Mike as his primary defensive coordinator for all this time. I think that's easily the guy he connected with most on this team.
Donnie, your reaction to everything you've heard, and just we're still a half hour into the unbelievable realization that Mike Tomlin has coached his last game with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I mean, how high does this rank on biggest sports stories in this city's history?
In this station's like, history, I'd put it one.
Outside of like a team winning a championship.
Okay. I mean, I think it's, if you take championships away, it's the biggest story that's happened at least since we've been on the air.
Yeah, I mean, like I still like, it's still hard to comprehend.
It's the most popular like, sport in the country, and
it felt
it's
like
them.
Something. It felt like something we would never see the light of day on. It felt like every single year it was just going to be the same thing. I jokingly posted last night, the year is 2046. Mike Tomlin's on the sideline in his 39th season. I never thought we would see the end.
We just had a conversation off the air with our guys from Edgar Snyder and Associates that I would be remiss to not bring up here, and then we'll get to the calls. I don't think it's impossible. I don't know this, but a decision on Mike's option had to be made by March. Could Art have said to him today, we're not going to pick up that option? And Mike's like, well, I don't want to go into 2026 in the final year of my contract. And oh, by the way, I have some things I might want to do next year, like go to TV and take a step back and maybe, I don't know, like look around and get a better understanding of what it takes to win and do some self-assessment and self-critiques and things I never thought I'd say about Mike Tomlin, but here we are, and I'm now asking these questions out loud because he's no longer the Steelers coach and apparently it's of his own volition.
I don't think anything with that option you're on, at least Art Rooney's end, I don't think the Steelers pressured him at all. I don't say that with like some reporting or having overheard something or talking to anybody. I just don't think the owner has the gumption to have put the screws to Mike in any way, shape, or form.
So this was the only way this was going to happen.
Yeah, I think. I mean, do you think that at least the access types, the Schefters and Rap Sheets, do have pretty decent sources when they report on Steelers stuff from inside the building? The Glazers.
Yeah.
Like I just generally think unless those people have all said the same thing, that it's got to be deal, on Mike's terms.
Unless there was a deal like, hey, just to let you know, guys, like talking about Schefter and Rappaport, we probably, just to give you a heads up, are not going to pick up this option, and we're going to frame it as Mike made this decision on his own. And if you'd like to continue to get information from us, we'd like for you to characterize it that way too. And I think those information merchants would 100% do that for the Steelers.
Well, they would do that for anybody. That's why most of their tweets have like agent speak littered throughout. And it sometimes even names the agent who negotiates a new contract, because that's also the person telling them that the contract is done. That's all possible. The Steelers care deeply about appearances. You're still shell-shocked, it looks like, that this actually happened, even though of all people in Pittsburgh, you might have been the only one outside, like maybe a select few who had an inkling it might. Donnie, I think, is still in a certain kind of way. I'll tell you where my brain's at. Maybe I'll be the one person.
Go ahead.
Is Art Rooney going to get with the times with whoever replaces Mike Tomlin? Will it be A, an offensive head coach, B, a defensive head coach who isn't going to call the defense and is going to be tasked with hiring a good staff? And are they especially going to put the emphasis on that last point? It's time for an overhaul to the staff and not a bunch of retreads that the head coach is comfortable having around.
Dulac said there was $50 million on the deal left. So 2 years, he's counting the option year, cut it in half, that's $25 million a year. You are probably not going to pay the next guy you hire $25 million. But if you were willing to pay your head coach $25 million, what if you pay your head coach $15 million and then that leaves you $10 million left over for a staff, or pay 18 to your head coach, and then $7 million for the staff.
I've thought that a lot.
You know what I mean?
What did Ben Johnson get in his first deal? 13 or something a year with Chicago?
Yeah, it's like about half of what Mike's making, apparently.
And
my God, could you imagine? I mean, if they,
if they had done this 1 year earlier and hired Ben Johnson,
and he
yes.
would have come here even though there's not a quarterback, because he knows if he's Steelers coach, he's going to have this
job
for 20 years. Yes.
Well, I would say that the strategy for the next head coach should be sign them for a normal level contract based on like what other head coaches are making. And then it's time to find good assistants. Like my biggest unknown now, it's both my biggest hope and my biggest worry, are all wrapped up in one thing. Will the Steelers start operating like the best franchises in the league do? Because they aren't one anymore.
Listen to the PM Team On Demand, Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. At 2:55, make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.